The world needs messages of love, unity, compassion, and inclusivity now more than ever. And this podcast delivers that. Whether you're a parent, teacher, counselor, or energy healer, with the right intention, we all have the potential to be a healing presence for others. The truth is, we are all ordinary people capable of having an extraordinary impact. Imagine if we all did that on purpose. Join global impact visionary leader, intuitive healer, and spiritual mentor, Sue DeMay, for authentic conversations that will inspire you to become more of a healing presence in your work, in your relationships, and in the world. And now, here is your host, Sue DeMay.
Welcome, everybody. I'm so excited to be sharing this new podcast with everybody. And today I have a very special guest. So I'm going to begin by just inviting all of you just to open your hearts as wide as you possibly can and open your minds as wide as you possibly can so that we can share this message with you in the way that you're most receptive to receive it. I am your host, Reverend Sue. And I am excited to be sharing this book with you, my new book, our new book. It's a collaborative book. We are all healers. Ordinary people with extraordinary intention will heal the world. That is the statement that I am standing by and I am holding ever so dear into my heart. I want to start by, before I introduce our special guest, I want to start by just reading the intro to the book so that you have an understanding of what the book is about. And then the podcast, which is what you're tuning into, the podcast or the TV series, you're watching the video or you're listening to the audio, is based on the book. And I'm going to start with interviewing all the authors that were in the book and guest authors that contributed to their stories to the book. And then I'm actually going to be interviewing everyday people that are having extraordinary impact in the world, because everybody can be a healing presence in the world. Every single one of us is a healing presence. And when we do that on purpose, it makes a huge difference in how we impact our relationships, how we experience life, and how we experience our work. And the world can change in an instant. So let's begin. I'll just begin by reading the intro to the book, and then you'll get a sense for what this podcast is all about. Are you ready to embark on a healing journey? I believe everyone is a healer, whether they realize it or not. Whether you're a garbage collector, counselor, grocery clerk, pilot, librarian, nurse, mother, holistic practitioner, energy healer, shaman, or fill in the blank, we are all healers because we all have the potential to be a healing presence in the world. The world needs more of us to show up with the intention of fostering healing. We can show up as love. We can meet others with compassion. We can support others through empathy. We need to heal self. We need to inspire others to heal. And we need to heal our planet. We all have the innate ability to heal our own minds and body. We all have the potential to be a healing presence for others. And we all contribute to the healing of the whole of humanity and Mother Earth, whether we realize it or not. The truth is, we are all ordinary people capable of having extraordinary impact. Imagine if we all did that on purpose. Imagine how quickly the world would change if we all said yes to heal our blocks to love and lead with our hearts. Imagine if we all became beacons of light, illuminating the path of healing and love alignment for self and others. Imagine if we all learned how to meet fear with love so that love expands to become the primary force that guides all of us in every moment. Imagine a world where we all lived in peace and harmony. Imagine a world where everyone accepted and honored our differences and celebrated our uniqueness. Imagine if we all made a conscious choice to see each other through the lens of love, compassion, and empathy. The world would change in an instant. That is the vision I choose to hold. That is the world we could feel proud to live in. That is what's possible if we all said yes to be the healer we are meant to be. That is what this book is about. That is what this podcast is about. And that is what my heart work is about in the world, is being able to show up as a loving presence, a healing presence, a peaceful presence, whatever it is, so that I can show up for others in the way that they need me to show up the most. If we were all showing up in service to self included and others, then we would have a different experience of the world and others would have a different experience of us. So that is what we're here for. And my intention is to help you see the truth in that for you. What is it for you that will inspire you to be a healing presence? What is it in you that will inspire you to be a loving presence, a compassionate presence, whatever it is for you? And through these conversations and through this dialogue, my intention is to inspire and empower you to show up differently in the world for yourself and for others. So without further ado, I'm excited to introduce my dear soul sister, my bestest friend, and I feel like we've had many, many experiences and many, many lives together. I feel like we've known each other forever and a day. And Reverend Lisa is, I don't even know when we met, that we met in our coaching program, but when I first saw her and I saw her speak and just saw her in the classroom, I just knew that this was somebody that I had history with in some way. We were meant to be together. We were destined to do work together, and we have gone through and lived through and experienced a lot and supported each other in unbelievable ways. So, of course, it would make the most sense to begin the interviews here with Lisa. So thank you for joining me. I appreciate you.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to join with you here. Yeah, it feels good. Feels right. And I feel like in this lifetime, we have had lifetimes together. That's what it feels like in terms of the things that we've walked through together. So we're very blessed.
Absolutely. So I want to talk a little bit about being a healing presence and what does that mean for you when you look at, or when you feel into those words and you feel into that experience? What does it mean for you to be a healing presence?
I mean, it's such a different answer today than it would have been in the past. I don't know if I would have known what that meant in the past, right? So I'm feeling thankful that my pathway has brought me to a place where I can embrace that idea. Like for me, being a healing presence is something that happens in the present moment. It happens in the now, and it is a sense of connectedness, and it is a sense of being aligned with love. Although love being a very expansive term, more of an energy or a presence. And in that connectedness, in that present moment, there's an awareness that everything lines up, that the words that are helpful and to be delivered are delivered. Everything just is right in that. You know, it's like you don't have to effort or think about what you're meant to do. It's like it just is given. It's like being in that divine flow. And it's a beautiful place, and it is a place where all of us can land and live from. So that's, I think, what it feels like today. But I did want to say something when you were just sharing about being a healing presence and how we're kind of calling people into this idea to step into that they are a healing presence in their life. And one of the things it feels like to begin with is the idea that are people willing to look at their own lives right here, right now, and start to identify how they show up in a loving way in their lives. because so much of our inner dialogue is about all the ways in which we make mistakes, all the ways in which, you know, we didn't do it right. And there's like a pivot that has to happen so that people come even on this call to recognize just in this one conversation that all of us in some capacity are already a healing presence for others in our lives. Right? Really starting to make this tangible and reachable for everyone, an experience for everyone. It's time for that. It's time to kind of come out of the specialness around healing and come into, like, I love this idea of like, I want to be the ordinary person. I'm an ordinary person. That's how I feel. I've always felt that, like, I'm just ordinary person living over here, growing up in the suburbs, like totally ordinary. And yet I have been able to find and connect with this incredible loving presence in me and have impact because of that and help others because of that and extend love in all kinds of ways because of that. I know it's possible. Yeah.
I love when you're talking about like being an ordinary person, because I'm like, you're extraordinary. Like, to me, it's like, who is really ordinary? And, you know, I use those words, ordinary people with extraordinary impact and intention, because who's really ordinary? You know, who's extraordinary? Who decides that, right? It's like, it's a kind of a feeling inside of us where we want to stand, and all of us can have an impact. It doesn't matter who we are or what we do. And, you know, when you're talking, you're like, I'm just an ordinary person over here. And I'm like, you're having an extraordinary impact in my life all the time, whether we are even connecting or not connecting, because we're so connected. But even looking at, I've met many people that are famous or, you know, well-known, different authors, the, you know, New York Times bestselling authors. I've had a lot of contact with people that have had, you know, these careers and things that people would look at them and go, they're famous. And some of them were my clients. And initially, you know, we can get a little starstruck and think, oh, they're like, they're this or they're that. And you put them on these, like, you know, in these image bubbles or these pedestals. But really, when I started working with them, I'm like, they're just like you and me. We are all ordinary people. We are all having these human life classroom experiences, and we're all having challenges, and we're all facing resistance, and we're all facing fear. And at the same time, we're all experiencing love, and we're all experiencing the contrast, and we're all having these unique journeys. But there's a connection over an overlap with all of us. And that again, it's taking us away. So there's so much division in the world. It's like removing that division and bringing people back together into connection. It's about removing the exclusivity idea, or like, oh, they're extraordinary people. I'm like, we're all extraordinary people.
Yeah.
We're all extraordinary, ordinary, whatever you want to call it. Play with the words as much as you want, but we are all having an impact. And talking about in the book, when I say garbage collector, it's because there was a garbage collector that had an impact on my life. And that's part of what actually sparked the book. And this was years ago, like 20 years ago, there was a garbage collector that would come. I would hear the garbage truck coming down the street. I would go to the window. Every week I would go to the window and I would sit there waiting. It's like waiting for your show to come on or waiting for something. It's like this anticipation. And he would come down the street, and there was two garbage collectors at the back of the truck and one driving it, right? The one would just pick up the garbage cans and dump them in like a normal garbage collector, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. But the acrobatic garbage collector, he was like extraordinary. Like he would leap off the truck, grab the garbage can, spin around with this one leg out or whatever. Like he'd do it different every single time. So it wasn't even the same act. It was like a different act each week. And he was in like incredible shape. So he was using it as a workout. He was like, you could just tell he was just ripped from it. But he was just having a great old time. And he had this big smile on his face. And so did I, every single week, watching him be in such joy doing what many people would call like an ordinary job. He was doing it in an extraordinary way, having an extraordinary impact. He sparked joy in me every single week. And I had the biggest smile on my face, even long after he went down the road, you know? So I love that when the idea of this book, We Are All Healers, came in, I know I joined with you about it and I talked to you about it. And I'm like, there's this concept that we're all healers because we separate healers from being able to heal to like healing ourselves. But I'm like, no, we're all healers because we all have a healing presence, or we can all have an impact. And that's just one example of, you know, someone who may consider themselves ordinary having extraordinary impact. And they don't even know, like, he didn't even know I was watching every week. So I love the inclusivity of this book. And I love even your idea that you're just an ordinary person here in this small little place. I'm like, and my experience of you is not like ordinary. So it's so interesting, our perspective, right? And what we hold, but to be able to embrace every single one of us as extraordinary that's the truth. We're all miracles. We're all like just precious miracles here, every single one of us.
I think one of the demonstrations of being extraordinary is when we are sparking joy in another. So one of the things that happens is that, or I think one of the incredibly important shifts that has to happen is that we're peering through a lens into the world, and we're still as humans believing that it's extraordinary to spark joy or to be in joy. And it's like, this is what has to change in the world, right? Because we need to pivot, that the joyful spark becomes the ordinary, right? That we come to live from that place. And it's almost like, of course it's expected that we are going to, you know, be extraordinarily joyful in that, but that's not really our experience for in a lot of ways in this world. So I love what you're saying. Like when I see everyone as extraordinary, it's like seeing through the lens where they're in alignment with love, and you see the spark of light that they are. And we can develop vision, you know, through our spiritual paths, through our beliefs, to actually see beyond the limitations and the differences, to see the spark of joy and the light in people. And I think that's part of the work that we have to do. But I think there's a huge, yeah, this just feels like a movement towards saying, can we make this shift? Start on an equal playing inclusive space where we are just ordinary people. We're all there, you know. That's, I love what you were saying about the famous people, because I'm like, yeah, if you get really close into their lives, you know, they're like, you know, they're doing the dishes still, or they're, you know, they get hungry, they whatever, they've got, you know, kids that are whatever, you know, tantruming, you know, you get close enough in and you say, oh wow, a lot of that dissolves. And I think it's the other way. When you think someone's so ordinary, if you get close enough in, you start to see all the extraordinary ways that they're actually showing up in their lives, impacting people. So it's like, whoa. And I think that's the greater message here, is like to actually connect and to move away from that celebrity culture where we're just kind of like putting people on pedestals and seeing they're the special ones, and saying, wait a minute, can we start to see through a lens where we are witnessing extraordinary acts of joy and love and demonstrations of compassion and care in our everyday lives? Whether it seems to be us that feels this expression of love that we can give to our kids, to the people around us, or it's someone else like the garbage collector. You know, it's like recently I went to a medical appointment. I was so nervous about this medical appointment, and I literally had a nurse that was an angel. Like I went there. She was like everything I needed to be relaxed, reassure me. And it was extraordinary. And I just thought, she is living in her function. She's doing exactly living her purpose, but she was just extending so much love and care. And it impacted me. Like I've probably told the story 4 or 5 times about that experience, because on some level, these stories that we have to tell and these stories in this book that you have created, they're going to have an immense ripple effect. Because how many people, when I say that, are going to recall in their own lives some kind of medical procedure, some kind of doctor's appointment, something that they've been to and said, oh, yeah, I remember too. There was someone that just, an angel that showed up for me on a particular day, or for my mom, or for someone else, right? There's a lot of impact that can happen when these stories are told.
Yeah. And even in you telling that story, I was just reminded of a story when I was, oh gosh, like in my early 20s, late 20s, we were out with friends. We went out dancing. We were out at a bar. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning and we were walking back. So I stayed at their place because it was like really close. So we were walking back, and at the beginning, or the entrance to their building, was two homeless individuals, and they had set up their bed and their camp and stuff for the night. And we were walking by, and I noticed the one guy was like having trouble breathing. So he's really labored breath, almost like a panic attack breath. And his friend was like all looking panicked. And of course, my other two friends were like, come on, Sue, keep going. Like, cause they know I always stop and help people. So they're like, come on, Sue, you know, it's not safe. Keep going. And I'm like, no, I need to stop. This person needs my help. And I stopped, and I didn't realize it, but that night, I think we were in a costume or something, but I was wearing all white. I completely white. Okay. So I go up and I kneel down and I'm like, I asked his friend, is he okay? What's going on? He's like, he's having trouble breathing. He took something. I don't know what's happening. And I said, okay, so he's having a panic attack, and then the drugs are actually probably, you know, doing something to him. So I took his hand, and of course my friends behind me are like, Sue. And I'm like, I'm good. Like, I was so clear. I'm good. Like, it's okay. I took his hand and I'm like, just take a breath with me. And I started to breathe with him, and I started to help him regulate his breath and give a rhythm to his breath. And it helped him. And all the while he's looking at me, and all of a sudden his eyes got really wide, and he's like sitting back and he's breathing, and he's looking at me all fascinated. Like, and I'm just like, it was just interesting, but I was just like really present and just breathing with him, calming him down. And then the ambulance came, and then the paramedics, you know, take over. And I, you know, kind of took my hand out of him, like, okay, you're good now, you've got help. And he's just like his eyes followed me as I left. And so as I was reflecting back on it, I'm like, he just looked at me with such like wonderment and like fascination and curiosity. And I was just like, it struck me. And I was just like, I was very loving and present and compassionate, and I didn't care about, you know, status or whatever was going on. Like, you know, it didn't matter if he was a homeless guy. I would do the same thing to the next person if they were like, you know, a millionaire on the corner. It doesn't matter to me. And I realized as I was looking in the mirror afterwards, I'm like, oh my God, I'm like totally dressed in white. I don't even know if I had, I'm like, for some reason right now I'm picturing angel wings, but I have no idea. I have a feeling he thought I was just this like angel that came out of nowhere, calmed him all down, and then passed him off to the medics, right? But and that just brought such joy to my heart to think that I had, you know, this impact on him, and he had this probably brilliant vision of like, you know, whatever it was. But it was just so beautiful. Like, it was just so beautiful. And it was so clear. I just knew that I was to be very present and support him in that way. And I believe it helped him hang on till the paramedics were there, for sure. I don't know that he would have, I think he would have went down into the panic rabbit hole there for sure, because he was really going into a panic attack. So.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I love that story. So it's like, we do have the experience of earth angels come into our lives. And what they are is a healing presence, right? Just like we're talking about, we have all been a healing angel for someone in one moment or another. And this happens all the time, like with our children. It can happen all, in many ways. You think about teachers, we think about people that are nurses and people that are holding space. But even in our everyday lives, we have family, we have friends, we have communities, we have the coffee shop we visit, we have, you know, like so many ways in which we're touching upon people through our days. And I think that's the shift, is like, that's very cool. Like, I think about you in your early 20s, and already you're like in service, right? You're in service to, like, you're not going to pass someone by. You're almost on, I almost feel like you're on alert to, like, you have radar around, like, if there's someone that needs help, you'll hear the calling and be able to answer. And that's kind of part of this, is like, we are all called into these moments. And sometimes it can take some courage. Like, your friends are like, come on. And you're like, no. But when we really are called and we answer, everything's provided for us. So you had clarity, you had no fear. You knew what to do. You knew how to connect. You knew when to step forward, and you knew when to gently step back. Even the outfit was provided that was like going to give the maximal experience, right? Oh my gosh, it's so great. I love these stories. I think that the book is full of these stories. And just from me sharing about my medical appointment, it just inspired your story. And that's what I'm saying about the ripple effect of this. And there's not anyone that's going to read the book or listen to this podcast that isn't going to have some kind of inspired story of themselves probably being a healing presence. That's what I really want people to connect with, is like, will you acknowledge that you are a healing presence in the lives of those around you? Will you acknowledge that? Well, can we start there and not have to start at ground zero around it? We're not at ground zero. Nobody is.
Right. And even being a healing presence for ourselves, right? So how do you show up for yourself? How do you, you know, how are you nurturing yourself? Where are you being, you know, kind to yourself, compassionate towards yourself? That sometimes that's easier to start, you know, closer to home. And then for others like me growing up, it was way easier to start out there with somebody. But I agree, all of us have had or are having some form of healing presence, being some form of healing presence in the world. And we're just not recognizing it. We're not actually taking the moment to really pause and celebrate and honor. Like, even me sitting in the mirror and kind of going, what was that about? Like, what was his fascinated, like, you know, stargaze look about? And I'm like, it didn't feel like the drugs. It didn't feel like what was happening. And then I got it. And I was just like, wow, I just was probably just this white beaming, you know, light in his world in that moment where he was just kind of being pulled down into a dark tunnel. Mm-hmm. I acknowledged that. I celebrated that. So even like Lisa saying, is like, look back in, even in the day, as you're listening to this, how were you a healing presence today? Did you hold a door open for somebody? Did you smile at somebody? Did you even just send a message of love towards somebody? I don't even remember where I was recently. There was a mother with a child who was having a total meltdown temper tantrum. And I just like looked at her and I just like, yeah, I've been there, you know, like my heart's going out to you. I've been there. And she was just like, yeah, you know, we didn't even have words. It was just like a look. I looked, she looked, and we just knew. And it was just like compassion. Cause a lot of times, you know, in those moments, you know, you're fearing judgment, right? So all it takes is just a moment. All it takes is a moment and an intention. So if you wake up every morning and you say, okay, how do I want to be today? How do I want to show up in the lives of people that I meet? Do I want to be a symbol of peace? Do I want to be a symbol of joy? And Lisa is a freaking spark of joy all the time. 99% of the time, if I need joy, I just reach out to Lisa and there's that spark. She exudes that. I'm more of that peaceful presence, that grounded presence. That's what I show. I show up as love and peace. Lisa is like joy and love sparkles and, you know, glitter and everything. That's who she is. That's who she embodies. But we get to choose each morning as well. Like there's a kind of a natural default setting or a natural set point for us, or an organic set point, let's say. And mine is peace. Mm-hmm. And then there's the ones we get to choose. Like, do I want to be courage today for a group that you're going to meet? You know, with my mom when she was in her last 8 weeks of life, and I was the primary caregiver for her. I showed up as courage a lot. Courage and patience and just compassion as she shared, you know, what was going on for her and kind of going through all her symptoms and, you know, day to day facing the knowing that her life was coming to an end. And, but courage was really, really strong in me. And, you know, when I was getting this book ready, I was with my mom when we were coming to the final stages of this book. And by being with her and having like that 24/7 presence with her, that was my biggest, most challenging classroom. And it deeply brought the message of this book into my every part of my being. That being that presence for her was my greatest honor, my greatest privilege to care for her during that time and to be with her when she passed. And this book was so divinely timed for me to be remembering that, okay, I am here to be a presence for her. How do I need to show up? How does she need me to show up today? Courage, I'm there. What does she need today? We're in this moment. Every moment would change. And that's what I did. And that's why this book is so deeply in my entire beingness. And that's why I'm so passionate about sharing it, because I've seen the impact it can have just in my life, in your life, Lisa, and like other people's lives that share it. So I'm excited about this book.
I'm so excited about this book. And this book it's a catalyst. It's a catalyst. These stories are a catalyst for inspired action. They're a catalyst for us to wake up in the mornings and say, you know, one of the things that comes to mind is prayer. And, but we can also use the word intention, setting an intention, which is the same thing. And it's like this intention to say, let me be a healing presence today. And teach me how to be a healing presence today. It's both. It's like, let me recognize that I am a healing presence, and let me learn that I can expand more into that idea. And I'm open to learn what it is to be a healing presence. As you know, I teach A Course in Miracles, which is a spiritual path, and I train spiritual ministers. And in a way, just thinking about that, it's like it's kind of a formalized teaching about how to be a healing presence, because as ministers, we stand and minister those around us. And one of the things that's come in that training is coming into a space and being able to extend the message without saying it. I'm here for you. I'm listening. You matter. I'm here for you. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here for you and with you. I'm listening. You matter. And those are just words. And now they become like this prayer and intention to live that and to be able to show up in that way. And that's the thing about the healing presence. Like you were saying, it's like, what ingredient do I need to pull in today to extend? And sometimes it's that patience and that's compassion and that courage. And other times it's joy that needs to ripple out. And other times it's a silent blessing. Like you were saying, how many times do we send a silent blessing to that mom or a look out there that says, I'm with you. I hear you. I see you. And other times it's very activated and it's like, we have to step in and to that inspired action. But because we're in the present moment and in the connection with the love, the words will flow. We'll know what to do. Just like in your story, we learn to trust ourselves from that place. So when you were with your mom, I mean, how do you hold space for someone that is terminally ill? They don't have a lot of time left. No one knows logically how to do that. I mean, you can do the regular things, but the willingness for you to pull on your courage and be present with her. I'm here with you in that difficult space to be there with someone. We're all called into those spaces at some time in our lives. And it's such a beautiful, like it's such, to me, it's a assignment to embrace. It's like an opportunity, not only to bring more love to the other, but actually to open to receive more love for ourselves, right? It's the love is for both when we're a healing presence. It's received by us and it's extended through us. And it's this beautiful circular motion that happens from one to the other. It's inclusive.
Yeah, including us. Yeah.
Including us.
Including yes. Everyone and us. Yeah.
Yes.
So important that we're part of the equation. You use the word ingredient, which made me I like that idea. It's like, what ingredient can I bring in today? And the words I use in the book is like, how are you being? Like everybody's always like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like there's so much value in doing. And doing and being busy and getting things done and knowing we can get so caught up in the doing that we forget that we are being. So if we can learn to be in the doing, it doesn't mean that we don't do these things, but like be first, choose that ingredient first. Who do I want to be today? How do I want to be? How do I want to show up? What energy do I want to bring? What essence do I want to bring? What is the essence I'm going to carry today? Peace, love, kindness, whatever it is, be first. And then it becomes that being in the doing so that everything we do, whether we're walking the dog, you know, doing the groceries, whatever it is, going to the bank, every action can have impact. Every moment of our day when we're just beaming like love, I'm going to show up as love today. And I've done this before when I've set this intention and I just was like, I can feel this like energy coming from my heart. And I'm just like, yes, I'm love today. You know, I walk into the grocery store and people will look and they'll be like, they'll look at me all funny and I forget. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm beaming love today. Right. So it's like they feel it even before they make eye contact with you. And then people that, you know, you go to the grocery store and they're all tunneled down and they're shopping and they're checking off their list. If you set an intention to be in that task, you will have a different reflection of people all around you. And I've had it so many times where people are suddenly smiling at me, or like they'll take a double take and something's different, but I'm not different. The only thing that's different is the intention I'm holding in my heart, and that sending a beacon out into the world of the essence that I'm holding. That's the being. That's the waves that people are feeling and experiencing. That's the energy I'm putting out into the world. And that comes back. Like you were saying, it's like it's a giving and a receiving. It's like an extension and a receiving. But the challenge is we're so busy giving, giving, doing, doing that we forget to receive. We forget that it's all coming back. We don't notice the reflection back. We don't even pause to like notice that people are actually smiling and you know, feeling something when we walk in the room, you know? So I love the idea of the ingredient in this recipe, right? It's an ingredient in the recipe for helping the world experience each other differently, coming back to connection, healing all those blocks to love and healing the ways that we all feel separate. And it's like honoring our differences, but like celebrating our similarities or celebrating the connection we can all feel. Because love is universal. Peace is universal. There's so many more ways that we're connected than we are separate. And when we remember that ingredient, then that's where we change the world. That's where we can have profound impact.
Yeah, and what's so empowering about it is that it begins with a decision in our own mind, an intention in our own mind. No one can go into our mind and say, you can't set that intention. You can't hold that prayer. You can't hold that idea. It's like, no, like no one can take that from us. We have the power to do so. And so it's empowering because, and what intention we hold, it does reflect back. It will start to reflect back to us. And I mean, very honestly, the way I can hold a level of peace and joy today is because I have confronted a lot of the obstacles to my own peace, my fears. Like there's healing work that has to be done for us to unwind from the old ways that we interacted with each other. Because the old way of giving was, I'm going to give and sacrifice myself. And this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about being a healing presence where we are in alignment with that love. We are filled up by that love. And it is overpouring. And there's so much to share. And there's so much from that place. And we have to think of it differently. We have to step into it differently. And what I love about what you're saying about beingness is that when we step into beingness, so like a lot of the time, the old way is doing, I'm going to do a lot for people, I'm going to do so much, and then I'll be a good person if I just keep doing. And the beingness is kind of not seen there. But when we step into beingness, we're automatically all connected. Beingness is a place of connection, and that we're included in that. And so all of a sudden, we start to give from that place of being a healing presence, and it doesn't deplete us. It actually uplifts us. It actually is a catalyst for us to keep going and to be able to keep giving because we receive so much from that experience. So this is going to be really, I love the idea of this podcast because there's so many great aspects of this to explore in terms of stepping into this. It's not always easy because we are conditioned to think of ourselves as giving in a certain way or helping out in a certain way, or being helped in a certain way. And you are talking about a new paradigm. It is a new paradigm in terms of giving and receiving. It's fresh and it's inclusive. And I think like you keep saying, like we need inclusion. We need to be starting from a place of inclusion, including ourselves. Doesn't work when we exclude ourselves. And it's very powerful. So inclusion and intention, and we get to decide because it starts with us in our own minds, in our own hearts.
Yeah, I love that. All begins within.
Yes.
So I could talk to you forever, of course, you know that. So, but I want you to take a moment, just share a little bit about Modern Miracles. That's your community and that's what you're offering in the world, and that's your heart work and your ministry basically. So can you share a little bit about Modern Miracles and the work you're called to do?
Sure. Yeah, I had mentioned it a little bit earlier, but I teach A Course in Miracles, and A Course in Miracles is actually a universal spirituality. So it's extremely inclusive. Although when people come to the course initially, they think, oh my goodness, it seems challenging and difficult. So that's why it's nice to have a place you can come and learn about it. So Modern Miracles Academy is a place to learn about A Course in Miracles. It's a place for forgiveness. It's a place for healing. And it's a place where people come to align with peace of mind and step into being a healing presence. So I said, like, I invite people in to come and start to heal their minds and to connect with their higher source. And then I have the extraordinary, the blessed part that I get to play in calling in really devoted ones that want to step into ministry and want to step into it in a very direct way. But in a way, I just laugh because it's so expansive. And I say, well, it's just like, we're all healers. I've been taught we're all ministers. We all have a ministry. It's our family, our friends, our communities. We're all ministering to people every single day. And ministry is simply the way that we extend love. So I love what I do, and I'm just standing with the light on and with this warm invitation to anyone that feels curious, to anyone, maybe even that's struggling. I was just writing today about who needs to forgive, you know, like who's, and at the end of the day, forgiveness is the greatest gift we give ourselves, right? It's for ourselves. It's to free ourselves. So, yeah. And just feeling so blessed to be a part of this book and to share stories. I think I start my story about ministry and then share how my ministry extends to my children, to my clients, to my friends. It extends in all aspects of my life. This healing presence, it's inclusive to all and to myself. I think we need to do episodes about how we become a healing presence for ourselves. That's been so key on the journey. The level of compassion and love and kindness I can extend to myself that I've never experienced before, and how beautiful it is and how grateful I am that I have this growing, loving, nurturing, kind relationship with myself. That I never knew that that would come about by healing, right? By healing all the fear and stepping into the beingness and the presence. So anyone can come check out modernmiracles.com and come have a discovery session, or come be curious, come to a free study group and step in, right? It's a way, it's just another way to step into being a healing presence in the world. Mm-hmm. There's many, many ways. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it was interesting because I introduced myself as Reverend Sue at the beginning. I'm like, oh, that just flew out there. Like, usually I'm like, I'm your host, Sue Jemay. And I'm like, Reverend Sue today. So Lisa, I had the honor of being a student of the ministry training, and Lisa was my facilitator and guide in through the curriculum and stuff. So she is an extraordinary mentor, extraordinary support, intuitive, healer, minister, all of the above, teacher, I could go on and on, sister, friend, mother. So if you feel drawn to Lisa and her energy and her offerings, I would encourage you to check out her website, modernmiracles.com. I will put the link in the description for the podcast as well. So yeah, thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your heart and your message and your presence with us and with me in my life.
I already want to come back. I already want to do this again.
I know. We're going to have more conversations. Yeah. This is just the beginning.
It's just the beginning. I love it. Thank you. I thank you for everything you're doing, and thank you for bringing this book into the world. And I'm so blessed to have been invited in, and I think it's a tremendous catalyst for healing for so many. And you're doing the good work. You're doing such important work. And so thank you, like really, really thank you for all that you're showing up for and doing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's the one thing that I know for me, no matter what I'm going through, I can always call you and reach out to you. And you're always like, when you said, I hear you, you matter. I don't remember the other one was.
I'm listening.
Yeah, that's that. You embody those words for sure. Like, yes, you do. I often, I'm just, even if I just think of you, I feel better. Like just mm-hmm. think of calling you, I feel better. And I know that that goes both ways. We support each other through a lot, personally, professionally. And we're a healing presence for each other. We're a loving presence for each other. And I am deeply, deeply grateful for that. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in. I'm excited to continue to interview the different authors that were part of the book. I'm going to be interviewing other extraordinary people in the world. Even if you don't think you're extraordinary, you are. I was talking to someone the other day and they're like, I'm not extraordinary. I'm like, oh, yes, you are. And I showed her how. And she's like, oh, maybe I am extraordinary. I'm like, yeah, we all are. So I'm going to have lots of different voices represented here, and I'm going to invite you to keep coming back and tune in and listen to the messages. Take what resonates, Leave the rest behind. You don't have to resonate with it all. Take what fits, take what lands, bring that into your life, integrate it, do something with it. Wake up in the morning tomorrow. My invitation, even in this moment, is just like, okay, who do I want to be for the rest of the day? Who do I want to be? How do I want to be? And what would that look like, feel like? And then just embody that feeling and be that presence and see what happens. See the reflection. Miracles all around. Thank you all. I see you. I honor you. I appreciate you. Until next time, love and blessings.
Thank you for joining our global healing movement and podcast inspired by the international best-selling book, We Are All Healers. Ordinary people with extraordinary intention will heal the world. Order your copy today on your favorite online bookstore. 100% of the royalties go to support our Heart Love Living Foundation humanitarian projects. Together, we can uplift humanity and unify us in love for each other and our planet.